Jimmy, what are you dressing up as for Halloween? Probably a radio host that talks about sports. Oh, so a bum? Yeah. Hello and welcome back to the best sports show on KGNU Sports Talk with Jimmy, coming at you with the best sports news and stories from across the Front Range. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, here to talk about history that has been made in Colorado this past week. That's right, history was made in Colorado last week. Chatfield High School won the first ever women's flag football championship in Colorado. You heard me correctly, women's flag football. You see, Chatfield High School is located south of Denver, and it was one of the 25 schools selected by the Denver Broncos charities to take part in a three-year startup of women's flag football in high school. You see, the Broncos played a massive role in getting this going. They paid for the equipment, the referees, the coaches, and they even got Nike to provide uniforms for the players. They provided a space for a short playoffs and championship to be held at the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse where they practice. And there was even a few Broncos in attendance for the playoffs and the championship to watch the action on the field. See, the foundation was able to gain support from the Colorado High School Activities Association with the goal of eventually making it a sanctioned high school sport by 2025. The startup was created to help spread participation of the sport. And man, did it spread in Chatfield. Across the schools that were involved in the inaugural season of the flag football, 550 girls signed up. Of those 550 girls, 80 of them came from Chatfield. The interest was so high that they had to stop the signups because too many people were getting into it. Now, women's flag football is rapidly growing. 7 other states have sanctioned women's flag football in high school, and Colorado is looking to be the 8th. The game is obviously a little different from the style of football you're used to seeing. There's no big pads, no big helmets. Instead of 11-on-11 with a field that is 100 yards long and 50 yards wide, Colorado's game is 7-on-7 with a 60-yard field that is 30 yards wide. Instead of 4 downs to advance 10 yards, flag football players have 4 downs to cross midfield, and only then do they get a new set of downs. And of course, the goal of flag football is not to tackle the person with the ball, but to strip loose a flag or dangling piece of cloth that hangs from a belt of the person that's carrying the ball. Now, the second season, next year, will be looking to include even more high schools in Denver. The flag football game is not stopping there, though. Across the nation, a few small colleges have been offering it as a legitimate sport, and even the Olympics are starting to consider it for the next upcoming games. And flag football is on the rise, and I am completely here for it. Any way we can get more football is a good way. That is all the time we have for today. I wanted to congratulate again Chatfield High School on its victory. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time to find out what I'll be talking about next week on the next episode of Sports Talk with Jimmy. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss.